inviting me on this incredible panel that is so important for our future and our children's future and our grandchildren's future. Let me tell you a little bit about Roblox, because many of you have never probably heard of Roblox, even though we are quite big. Roblox is a technology platform started in 2006 that offers free tools for young people to develop experiences, publish it out on our platform to millions. 17 years later, we have millions of developers who are creating experiences, monetizing their experiences, creating their own careers, studios. We have tens of millions of creators on the platform, and now over 58 million daily active users on our platform. We are very large. Many of those, many of our community tends to be somewhat young, in their teens. There is an opportunity and a responsibility that we have to educate them, to empower them. So one of the things that Roblox, because we started offering free tools to young people, privacy, security, safety has always been the top priority of the company from day one. So privacy, we have continued to innovate on our tools, moderation, we have both artificial intelligence and thousands of human moderators. You can't do one without the other. There must be a layered approach. We have invest continually in innovative parental controls. The problem is parents don't even know that they exist. It is not just Roblox, but I believe other industry players that have the same problem, that have the usage of their parental controls in the single-digit percentages. That's a problem. So at Roblox, I head up the civility initiative, civility team. The idea is all about safety education. It's about empowerment. We invest in innovation and tools. We can, while we are very large, we're over 58 million daily active users, we're but a drop of water in an ocean. We need to partner with everyone on this panel, with global leaders, with regulators, with industry players. We need to hear from youth. We need to understand what's going on. As part of that, I've created this, it's called a Civility Innovation Workshop. And I am, the whole premise is developing a foundation of what is civil. The hypothesis is, in 5 to 10 years from now, the online world can be safer and more civil than in real life. If we were to make that a reality, what would need to happen in technology innovation, policy, and education and awareness? They all have to happen together. I'm hosting workshops right now. I'm floored by how many people have volunteered their own personal time. They're not being paid. They're not doing it for any other reason to give their time to provide input to make this next generation of the internet safer and more productive. We have to have evidence-based research that informs sensible regulation. Regulation that is not rooted in fear, but in data and in information. We need to make sure we have the right partnerships. We're getting input from safety organizations, NGOs, clinical psychologists, people who understand the development of the human brain. And then we need to take all of that information and create education materials, media literacy, digital literacy, start infusing it into our education programs to empower our teachers, to empower our parents for how to teach and guide their children on how to be empowered digital citizens, to be able to embrace all of the goodness that this, the possibilities for this next iteration of the internet, whether you want to call it Web3. We need to learn a lot. We made a lot of mistakes globally for Web 1 and Web 2. We have an opportunity to build Web 3 in a way that is healthy and productive.